Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. It's time for our Xfinity player breakdown and one of our all-time favorite Vikings and Vikings Game Plan members, Chad Greenway, joins us after the San Diego Chargers win. A very special day for Chad on many levels. The 91-yard touchdown will come up momentarily, but maybe most special that day, the first time your grandfather has seen you play a National Football League game in attendance. How great was that?
Yeah, hard to believe, obviously, my 10th season, and he's had many opportunities. He's a stubborn old farmer that'd rather sit in front of his TV and watch. He made a point to come up, watch me play, and it was a pretty special day for us.
It's third and 10 from the Vikings 14. Two receivers left and right. Rivers shotgun. Vikings rush four. Phillip dump over the middle. Ball's batted in the air. Intercepted, Chad Greenway. And the veteran turns it up at the 20, to the 30, to the 40. Far side. Greenway is loose. Chad Greenway with a 91-yard touchdown.
You know, it was the first 50 felt great, and the last 40, the teammates were basically carrying me in the end zone, so it was fine. One of those plays where there's so many things going on. Coaches are getting ran over, players falling over coaches and refs. From my teammate's standpoint, I couldn't be more proud of those guys. I mean, they freaking got me down the sideline. It was just incredible.
Rivers hooks a pass. Intercepted!
Everything happened in slow motion. The ball popped up.
Chad Greenway is there!
Chad makes his acrobatic thing to get out of the tackle when he escapes one of the offensive linemen.
And Greenway's got a convoy in front of him!
The convoy to just take them all the way down the end zone. It was like seven of us just guarding them. And, you know, it was just such a blessed moment for him, you know, and just such a great, you know, monumental moment.
Chad Greenway's going to take it all the way. Touchdown, Vikings.
I feel like I made the play. You know, I was with him, running with him the whole time down the sideline. And I met him in the end zone. Probably not supposed to do that, but, you know, it's hard to contain those emotions sometimes when you're just that excited and happy for, you know, the team and Chad especially.
Took the ball literally to the house. And it was just pretty, and it was awesome, man. I'm so happy for him, and thank you, Chad. Thank you.
A bunch of guys that were in that convoy said they did it because it was you.
Well, I'm guessing they probably would have done it for anybody, but, you know, obviously for them saying that means a lot. It felt good, I can tell you. It was a pretty special feeling. Of all the plays and fun times I've been a part of in a Viking uniform, I mean, that has to be in the top. It's pretty amazing.
You know, a key underrated facet of that play was right defensive end Everson Griffin pushing left tackle King Dunlap back into Phillip Rivers.
I put him on his back. I put him on his back.
How good is Everson playing right now?
Unbelievable. I think he's playing at a level that we haven't really seen. It's kind of uncharted territory. I think as far as a total package goes, he's playing as high a level as I've ever seen. And he's done it day in and day out. He does it in practice. He's a bona fide team leader and something he's really earned. I mean, he has earned that just by earning his stripes, by working his way up and doing things the right way. You know, to see him manhandle a man of that size for, you know, 60 minutes on Sunday was impressive.
You've seen a lot, Chad. What are you liking through three games most about this defense?
I think, honestly, I think it's the quick ability to get rid of games. I mean, through a couple games here, we've had some ups and downs, and thankfully the last two games have been ups, but that down against San Francisco taught us a lot about who we are, and I think more importantly, how we came back against Detroit, a good football team, and then against San Diego, another good football team, to kind of show our resolve, show who we really want to be as a team. I like to think these last 2 weeks are more indicative of the team we are. Kind of that barometer of, do you want to be a great football team or do you want to be a good football team? Can you win in tough places on the road? Which is going to get hairy in December and in January if you want to get to that point.
What are some keys to slowing Peyton Manning?
Yeah, I think it was a good warm-up for us playing Phillip Rivers last week. A guy that does a ton of things at the line of scrimmage. For us to kind of see that, get a feel for it, see his cadence, see his rhythm. You know, what makes this team great is they're a great football team. I mean, they're good on special teams, they're great on defense, and their offense is chugging along as it always does.
Does the altitude factor into this game, or do you need to be in the Denver area, in the Rocky Mountain region, more than a day and change?
You know, scientifically, it's been proven that it's not going to affect us at a certain elevation. I think it's sort of one of those things that can play with your head a little bit. Everybody talks about the elevation, and I think a lot of that can be sometimes just be a mind game. You know, if we go in there with the mentality of we're worried about a football game and playing our best football with a chip on our shoulder, we're going to be okay.
Win on three, one, two, three, play!
At this stage of your career in your 10th year, what is your role on this defense?
I'm the starting will linebacker in a base defense, and that's against certain personnel packages. It's against and certain personnel packages I don't play. So, and that's been that way essentially since early training camp. I think it's something when I signed back, I made a commitment. I was not only to my family and myself, but also this organization and team, to be the best version of me I can be in my 10th season. And you know, that means I might play 60 reps like I did against San Francisco, or 16 like I did against Detroit.
Chad and his wife, Jenny Greenway, are two of the most philanthropic people in the history of the Vikings organization. Why is off-field kindness so important to you and your wife?
I think it shows true character of me and my spouse, of who we are and who we want to be, who we want our children to be. You know, it started as just wanting to have a foundation and do something more, something bigger than just ourselves, and use this platform of the NFL, being in Minnesota, being in the Twin Cities and loving the Twin Cities and trying to give back in different facets. But for us, it's about now becoming bigger than just a football player. I mean, we really want to do more than that. And I think there's so many good players on this team and across the organizations in the Twin Cities of guys just doing great deeds, you know, really across, you know, the Twins and the Vikings, Wild, you know, all across the board. And we just want to be one of those that are leading the charge. And I think, you know, it's something that's going to be, it's going to continue to happen and continue to be after my football career is done, and something hopefully my kids will be able to take over and we can continue to push through that.